Welcome to the Sunday morning services at the Airport Gardens Baptist Church. This is Sunday, February the 2nd, 1986. May the Lord bless as we worship together on this beautiful Lord's Day around the precious Word of God. God bless you. This time, Brother Tom is going to come lead our choir in a song that says, I'll be satisfied. The last point in the message this morning we're going to be preaching on. We're going to be preaching on rest. R-E-S-T, rest. The last point is the rest that we're going to get when we get up there. I believe that's some of the words that are in this song. I'll be satisfied. Pray for the choir as they sing. Satisfied now? Someone wrote a song, I am satisfied with Jesus. But the question comes to me as I think of Calvary, is my Savior satisfied with me? Brother Sutton is going to come to read our scripture for us. While he's coming up, we'd like to mention these prayer requests. Ms. Eva Lane has surgery this Tuesday. She goes in the hospital tomorrow. And I know she'd appreciate our prayers for her. Mrs. Edna May Causey called me on the phone before Sunday school started, and she requested a prayer for her today. She's been sick for quite some time now, and I know God's able to bless her today and throughout the days ahead. My mom is in the hospital over here at this time, and possibly have to have gallbladder surgery. She'll be 81 February the 10th. And she's in the Lord's hands, as each one of us is in the Lord's hands. Let's be praying also today for those who have lost loved ones through death recently. the Elmer Cornett's family, a dear friend of mine. I've known them quite a while. Elmer went into eternity yesterday. I saw him on the street of Hazard yesterday and threw my hand up at him. He and I passed on the street. God bless him. Also, James Combs' family, Brother Kermit's brother, as you know, his funeral was this past week. Let's be praying for Brother Kermit and all their family. Also, Raymond Sizemore's family. I went to his funeral also this past week, and I know God's grace is sufficient. I'm glad we can lean on the Lord today. During times of sickness and death, someday there's not going to be any more death. No more pain. The former thing is going to be passed away. I'm looking forward to that time. But until that time comes, let's look up and realize their redemption draweth nigh. Brother Sutton is going to come to read our scripture found in Matthew 11, 28, 29, and 30. Brother Sutton.
Well, please get your Bible and turn to Matthew 11th chapter. Last three verses. 28, 29, 30. I notice I've got a little note made in here that I either read these or we used as our text 5.5 years ago over at Prairie County Park. And I'm thankful that I'm here today, even though I did read it. I'm thankful that God has given me the time to be here and to read it again. Chapter 11, 28 to 30, verse 28. Come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn of me, for I am meek and lowly in heart, and ye shall find rest unto your souls. For my yoke is easy and my burden is light. Let's go in prayer, please. Our graceful Heavenly Father, we thank you this day. We thank you this day has been set aside that we can show our love to our Lord Jesus Christ, that we can assemble ourselves here today and feed upon the spiritual food. Pray that should be one here today that has not accepted thee. We pray that our hearts be touched and become accept thee before trouble is too late. What a risk it is to go on through life without accepting the Lord Jesus Christ. You may be taking any time and having no surety. We know that Jesus went to the cross and died for our sins and went to heaven to prepare a place for prepared people. And if you're not prepared, you will not be accepted that place. You will be turned aside and go to the other road. We pray that the ones around about us haven't accepted thee, the ones lost loved ones, we pray that they will be comforted to their bereavement. We pray for the ones in the hospital, on the nursing home, we pray that they will receive a little love from one that shows life is still a little sweet to them. We find so many that's not knowing what is said to them. It's a shame that we can't do more, but we can pay a visit and show a little comfort and a little love. That's what God's Word is all about, is love. And without love, we're not doing much for Him. We pray the ones in the hospital, the ones that minister the help, the nurses, the doctors, pray they will be touched by the Word of God. And we pray the ones families that left behind to mourn for the ones lost and the challenge of accident. We pray that we'll be comforted and our mission has been worthwhile and may address their life that we may have a better way to serve thee and something new. As we go through this and wind up this service, we pray that Brother James bring a message that will touch someone's heart and cause them to come to thee. We cannot come back and drag you up to her. You've got to be willing to come and accept thee on your own will. We pray your heart will be touched and come to accept thee. Go with us through the remainder of the service and forgive us where we have failed. In Christ's name we ask it all. Amen.
Okay, for our last hymn, let's turn to page 319. Lord, send a revival. Let's stand and sing the first and last verse.
Send a revival in heaven, Lord. Let it go over the land and sea. Send it according to thy dear word, and let it begin in me. Lord, send a revival. Lord, send a revival. Salvation through joy impart, and let it begin. Lord, send a revival. Lord, send a revival. Lord, send a revival, and let it begin in me.
Certainly happy Brother Lester Parsons is back with us this morning. I want to praise the Lord for bringing him home. And God bless you, Brother Parsons. We also want to lift up the seven families of our astronauts who were killed this past week. Oh, God certainly is able to bless through this seeming tragedy. God's ways are higher than our ways, and His thoughts and our thoughts. We got a great God, one we can lean on.
Father, we thank Thee for this day. We thank You for this church and allowing us to be here today to fellowship. Lord, we just pray that You will speak to your Brother James, and that You may help us get the message, Lord, and everything You do. We just pray this in Jesus' name and for His sake.
Before the message, the gardeners are going to come to sing for us a song that says, "One Day at a Time." And that's all the Lord gives us. He doesn't give us but just one day. Today is all we have. And let's make the most of this day as Tom and Fred and Francis and David come to sing for us.
I'm only human, I'm just a man, help me believe in what I can be and all that I am, show me the stairway I have to climb, Lord, for my sake, teach me today, one day at a time, one day at a time, sweet Jesus, that's all I'm asking from you, just give me the strength to do every day what I have to do. Yesterday's gone, sweet Jesus, and tomorrow may never be mine. Lord, help me today, show me the way, one day at a time. Do you remember when you walked among men? Well, Jesus, you know as you're looking below that it's worse now than pushing and shoving, crowding my mind. Lord, for my sake, teach me to take one day at a time. One day at a time, sweet Jesus, that's all I'm asking from you. Just give me the strength to do every day what I have to do. Yesterday's gone, sweet Jesus, and tomorrow may never be mine. Lord, help me today, show me the way, one day. Lord, help me today, show me the way, one day at a time.
I heard a fellow preach one time, and he said this, it is a loving God who does not let us know what the future holds. I know this, if we're saved, it holds heaven for us. I appreciate a loving God today who is going to help us during this service. He already has helped us, and He will help us as we seek to lift up His Word this morning. Help us to lift up the Lord Jesus Christ. Today we're going to be preaching from the book of Hebrews and also bring in those verses that Brother Sutton read for us. Turn with me, please, to the 4th chapter of Hebrews. I want to read the one verse, and it'll be our key verse today. Hebrews 4:9. There remaineth therefore a rest to the people of God. There remaineth therefore a rest to the people of God. Let's have a word of prayer together. Father, we are so thankful to Thee this morning that we can come apart and rest a while. Father, we just pray today that we would lay all of our problems, our cares, our sorrows at the foot of the cross. And Father, that we would center our thoughts today upon Thee, upon what You can do for us. Father, we know Your Word says, without Thee, we can do nothing. We know Jesus said that many years ago. And without Him, Father, today, in our lives, in the person of the Holy Spirit, we can do nothing. And so, Lord, we just lift up this people this morning. We love them. And we know that You love them. We thank Thee for answered prayer, Lord, in behalf of Brother Parsons, and ask Your blessing upon him and his family. We pray again for those who have lost loved ones recently. Father, we know that Your grace is certainly sufficient for them. May they lean heavily upon Thee, on the everlasting arms of the Lord Jesus Christ. We dedicate this service to Thee again, Lord, and pray You get honor and glory from it. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. In Hebrews chapter 4, in the first 11 verses, the word rest is mentioned 8 times, almost one time per verse. Rest. My prayer today is that you know the Lord. And if you know Him today, we are to rest in the Lord. We're to rest in Him and realize He is able to help us and to lift our burdens. You might have walked in the church this morning with a great burden on your heart. My friend, this morning the Lord can lift that burden, whether it be a burden of everyday problems or a burden of sin. The Lord can lift your burden and help you. As I said, our key verse this morning is going to be Hebrews 4:9 that says, there remaineth therefore a rest. But look at the last part of that verse. To the people of God. Those who know the Lord. I want us to look again at Matthew 11, and read again those three wonderful verses that Brother Sutton read already for us. In Matthew 11, verses 28 to 30. It says, come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn of me, for I am meek and lowly in heart, and ye shall find rest on your souls. For my yoke is easy, and my burden is light. In those three verses, the word rest is mentioned twice. Rest. Deep down in your heart, and deep down in my heart, do we all have rest? Rest. You have to come to Jesus to have rest. I thank God for Him. The Bible tells us to be therefore not anxious about tomorrow, because sufficient unto the day is the evil thereof. I'm glad the gardener sang the song, One Day at a Time. That's all we have. We should not worry about yesterday or be concerned about tomorrow. And friends, not even be over anxious about today. But do as God's Word says. Cast all of our cares upon Him, because He cares for us. Most of us have one thing in common the Daily Bread said one time, we worry today about what might happen tomorrow. But you know, Annie Johnson Flint wrote a poem that goes like this. One day at a time, with its failures and fears, with its hurts and mistakes, with its weakness and tears, with its portion of pain and its burden of care, one day at a time we must meet and must bear. One day at a time, but the day is so long, and the heart is not brave and the soul is not strong. O thou pitiful Christ, be thou near all the way. Give courage and patience and strength for the day. Swift cometh his answer, so clear and so sweet. Yea, I will be with thee, thy troubles to meet. I will not forget thee, nor fail thee, nor grieve. I will not forsake thee, I never will leave. Not yesterday's load we're called on to bear, nor the morrow's uncertain and shadowed with care. Why should we look forward or back with dismay? Our needs as our mercies are but for the day. One day at a time. You know what worry is? Worry is wasting today's time to clutter up tomorrow's opportunities with yesterday's troubles. This is the only day we have. And my prayer is that you'll listen with open hearts, open ears, that the Lord would have His way in every life in this service. Rest. First of all, we're going to talk about rest from the burden of sin. Rest from sin. I don't know how anyone carries around a load of sin. A load of sin. One of our watch night services a few years ago, we had the film Pilgrim's Progress. I never will forget it as Pilgrim stood at the foot of the cross and we saw his burden of sin roll off his back and down the hill. As John Bunyan wrote that, he pictured our sins as a weight on our back. The song says, would you be free from the burden of sin? There's power in the blood. Power in the blood. Jesus says, come unto me. All ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Rest. Today people are searching everywhere for rest. They're searching in the wrong place. Jesus says, come unto me, and I'll give you rest. If you come to Jesus, your search is over. Are you bending beneath the burden of sin today? Allow Jesus to take your load. The very next verse here says in Matthew 11:29, it says, take my yoke upon you and learn of me. Did you know what? You cannot learn of Jesus until you're yoked up with him. I live too late to see oxen going down the road. That was before my time. But you know, this is a picture of how Jesus is. If you and I yoke up with Jesus, I guarantee you one thing. The Lord is going to carry his part of the load. You've heard the rendition of the footprints. This fellow dreamed, and in his dream he saw two sets of footprints. His and God's. And at some time in his life, he saw only one set of footprints. And he said, seemed to say to God in his dream, I thought you said, Lord, that you would be with me all the time. And through this dream, God seemed to say back to him, my dear child, those were the times that I carried you when there was one set of footprints. My friend, sometimes God has to carry us. And He loves us all the time. Take my yoke upon you, Jesus said, and learn of me. On this side of eternity, we look through a glass darkly, 1 Corinthians 13 says, and we'll never understand all of it. But I know this, we can know the Lord better next Sunday than we know Him today. We can be better acquainted with Him as we study His Word and as we pray. Jesus said, I am meek and lowly in heart, and ye shall find rest unto your souls. You know why so many people today are restless? You know why? You know why they're searching for drugs and alcohol and all the other things in life? Trying to escape reality? They do not know the Lord. He who drowns his troubles in drink only irrigates them. The Daily Bread said one time, come to Jesus. I guarantee you one thing, He'll never leave you. Once you come to know Him, He's able to solve our problems. We must be yoked up with Jesus. The songwriter said, there was a time I know when in the book of heaven an old account was standing for sin yet unforgiven. My name was at the top and many things below, but I went to the keeper and settle it long ago. You can have rest today from the burden of sin. There's power in the blood. One time in Ohio Penitentiary, there was a chapel service at which the governor of Ohio was present. And there was a man in that penitentiary that day who was going to receive a pardon. The chaplain directed the attention to those who were going to have a pardon for that day and get out of prison. Reuben Johnson's name was mentioned. And he didn't look up. There was no movement among the prisoners. And the chaplain directed his attention to Reuben Johnson. And he said, Reuben, it's you. You're pardoned. You're pardoned. Reuben looked behind him, thinking there was another man there by Reuben Johnson's name, but he was the one. When all the other prisoners started going back to their cells, Reuben Johnson got in line and started going back to his prison cell. But someone said to him, you're the man. Reuben, you don't belong here anymore. You're a free man. Today, my friend, Jesus has your pardon written out, if you'll accept it. The gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ, our Lord. When God pardons sin, He purges the record and erases the remembrance. Second, not only can we know the rest that comes from the sins gone, the burden of sin, we can also know the rest that come from the burdens of everyday life. So many of my friends and people I know have gone out into eternity recently. Seems like everyone I know has something wrong with them physically, almost. But I tell you, I'm asking the Lord to help me look above that. My sister-in-law has physical problems. My mom over here in the hospital. You know, God helping me, I'm going to do what Psalm 55:22 says. That verse says, cast thy burden upon the Lord, and He shall sustain thee. He shall never suffer the righteous to be moved. That's where our burdens need to be cast, our everyday burdens of living. David said in Psalm 37, rest in the Lord and wait patiently for Him. Isaiah 40:31 says, but they that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. Do you need your physical strength renewed? Wait upon the Lord. That's what Isaiah says here in Isaiah 40:31. It says, we'll man up with wings as eagles. We'll run and not be weary, and we'll walk and not faint. Wait upon the Lord. Paul said in Philippians 4:6, be careful for nothing. This is one way to have rest. Don't be anxious about anything. It's awful hard not to be. I called down the Dale the other day, Tuesday, I guess it was, to see if she was home so I could take some tapes over to her for her to deliver and to send some in the mail that we send. We send two tapes, I believe, in the mail now to people. And the first thing she told me was, the astronauts have been killed. My friend, we can be anxious about a lot of things if we want to be. But Paul says here, and Paul was behind bars in prison for the cause of Christ. And he says, don't be anxious about anything. But in everything, by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your request be made known to God. And the very next verse says, the peace of God that passeth all understanding shall keep your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus. In Hebrews 4:16, the Bible tells us, let us therefore come boldly to the throne of grace that we may obtain mercy and find grace to help in time of need. I know this, my friends, the Lord can give you rest in the midst of everyday problems. My oldest sister, Grace, who lives in Tennessee, her husband, Coy Turner, you know, many of you know him. He fell the other day cleaning out his gutter and landed on concrete and got banged up a little bit. Now, just a day or two ago, found out he had sugar. My sister Grace sent me a thing recently, and it says this. God has charged himself with the responsibility for supplying the necessities of life. This is enough reason for a contented frame of mind. Paul said, having food and raiment, let us be therewith content. We can have rest in the midst of everyday problems. But the Bible says the wicked are like the troubled sea when it cannot rest, whose waters cast up mar and dirt. There is no peace, saith my God, to the wicked. And last, in summing up our message this morning, not only can we have rest from the burden of sin, not only can we have rest in the burdens of everyday living, as a Christian. But my friends, we can have rest someday in eternity. I was at Raymond Sizemore's funeral the other day, and the pastor, one of the pastors who spoke from Revelation 14:13. It says, blessed are the dead which die in the Lord. Our key verse this morning said, there remaineth, therefore, a rest to the people of God. The last five words of that verse are very important, Hebrews 4:9. But Revelation 14:13, blessed are the dead that die in the Lord from henceforth. Yea, saith the Spirit, that they may rest from their labors, and their works do follow them. We've got a lot to look forward to. In spite of the trials and difficulties of life, we have a lot to look forward to. I'm looking forward to Revelation 21, where John says, I saw a new heaven and a new earth. For the first heaven, the first earth were passed away, and there was no more sea. We've got a lot to look forward to. The Bible says in 1 Corinthians that eye hath not seen, ear hath not heard, neither have entered into the heart of man the things that God hath prepared for them that love him, that they may rest from their labors. John even says, blessed and holy is he that hath part in the first resurrection, on such the second death hath no power. We must experience today the rest of salvation. Before we can experience any rest in everyday living or rest in eternity, if you have never invited the Lord Jesus Christ into your life, if you have never had the experience of salvation, you need to experience this wonderful event in your life this morning. Remember, today is all we have. It never ran through my mind when I threw my hand up at Elmer Cornett yesterday that Elmer would be in eternity today. I didn't think one thing about death. Blessed are the dead that die in the Lord. Where are you and I in relation to the Lord Jesus Christ? Paul said in Romans 5:1, therefore being justified by faith, we have peace with God. Rest. We have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ. Do you know Jesus? Has he come into your life? I'll be satisfied someday. Father, we're thankful this morning for your great love. We thank thee that we can know thee in the person of the Lord Jesus Christ, your precious Son, who gave his life freely on the cross. Father, we know that salvation is a gift. The gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord. We pray that each of us who know thee already would be looking up during this week. We know you're able to supply all of our need according to your riches and glory by Christ Jesus. We just dedicate, Lord, this invitation to thee, and may precious souls be drawn to thee, Lord. May come to know the Lord Jesus Christ as their own personal Savior. We thank thee in Jesus' wonderful name. Amen. Their invitation hymn is 217. Just as I am without one plea, but that thy blood was shed for me, and that thou bids me come to thee, O Lamb of God, I come. God bless as we stand and sing 217.